How's everybody doing? Good, good. We had some technical difficulties earlier on. For those who are online, if you're listening, you missed out on a great worship. But I think we're back on. Show must go on, even if it isn't, right? Probably should shut it down for a little bit so people will start coming back to the church. We've made it convenient ever since COVID, right? Made it too easy for them. How many of you donated, put some stuff in the truck? Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for donating to our family. No, just kidding. Just kidding. I'm just playing. Bad joke. If there's a few men that would like to go and help unload it, I believe they'll have people there to help unload and all that stuff. But no, not today. Tuesday. We'll take it Tuesday. But they'll have people there. If you want to go, let me know. And you can ride along or meet me there. What time do you start up? Okay. So we'll do it at 6. What else? Family fun night. We're going to do that October 29th. So that's going to be an opportunity for kids to come in, young adults, old adults, seniors, seasoned adults. I wouldn't say old. You're still middle-aged for the most part, you know. Come out, have some fun, putting together games and stuff like that, trick-or-treats. We'll have treats for you all there and stuff. It'll be a good time for your family to come out and just enjoy a great outreach for the community to come in. If you got your Bibles, open up to John 1. St. John 1. The title of my message today is Built for Christ. How many of you know you're created in his image? We all know that. I'm going to go through some of these scriptures, but you got to understand is that you were built for God. You were built for his creation. You were made by him and for him. Nothing else. 1 John 1, it says, and John 1 says, in the beginning, the word already existed. The word was with God and the word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. The word was already in existence. God did not create the word. Certain people's translations and religions, they'll say, well, and the word was a God. No. He is God. He is divine. He carries that divine nature. The word is God, was God, is God. And we know in chapter 14, it says that the word became flesh and dwelt among us. That is Jesus. He is the word. He is the son of the living God. Verse 2, it says, God created everything through him and nothing was created except through him. Jesus is the full expression of God. You want to know how God is? Look at the life of Jesus. Look at how he carried himself here on earth. Well, I don't understand how God is and how he could be. That's the old covenant. The new covenant, Jesus is the full express image of who the Father is. The Father didn't go around putting sickness on people. And people will say, God did this in order to teach me. No, he didn't. There is no sickness with God. There is no sickness in heaven. Otherwise, everybody would be sick if that glorifies him. There's no sickness in heaven. There's no disease. There's no poverty. There's none of these things in heaven. He is the express image. Jesus was manifested that the Son of God, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of Satan. He's the full express image of God. If you want to know, read the Gospels. The Gospels are there. For our learning, for us to grow closer to him, is what it's there for. Nothing got past God, like nothing ended up being created throughout the creation process that God did not know about. This little thing snuck past him. No. Everything that was created, God knew about it. And he called it evil. No, he called it good. Even when he looked at man, created man, called it good. The word, verse 4 says, the word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The word gave life, and you can't give life if you don't have life in you to begin with. He was the life of man. And John 5:26 says, the Father has life in himself, and he has granted that same life-giving power to his Son. God has life in himself, which means nothing created God. He already existed in the beginning. Well, who created God? Don't even go there. He is time. He already existed. He created everything else. If you think you were created for some other reason except to fellowship with God and live his plans and live out his plans for his life, then you don't fully understand your life. You don't belong to Satan. Some of you grew up in the church. You know the word. You have a relationship with God. And it seems like the enemy has your children. They don't belong to Satan. They've given their life to Christ, and it seems like all hell is breaking loose in their house and in their life or what have you. Satan, they do not belong to Satan. We sang a song, Jesus over my family. We speak Jesus. Satan doesn't belong in your life. He doesn't belong. I said, your children don't belong to him. And sometimes we could be passive about it. You know the enemy is looking for passive believers? He wants to deceive, looking for passive believers so that you won't even stand up for your own children, for your own household, for your own marriage, for your own relationships and your friendships, for your own church, for the word's sake. No, just want you to be quiet. That is not the life of a believer. We are never supposed to be quiet in those things that come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I've come that you may have what? And have it more abundantly. But Pastor Tim, why does it always seem like, you know, sometimes people may think that you're negative. I'm negative to those who are operating in the kingdom of darkness. I guarantee you, I challenge anybody to study out the relationship, the confrontations that Jesus had with the Pharisees, and I guarantee you, it's going to come out looking negative if you're looking it through the eyes of, in the lens of a Pharisee. They didn't like him. But that's okay. There's going to be people who don't like you. That's okay. Guess what they're yielded to? If you're yielded to God, they don't like you. That means they're yielded to something else. So you're always going to be negative when it comes to the kingdom of darkness. Satan doesn't create anything but chaos. He perverts the things that God has created. He destroys what God creates. If you ever want to know if a person is being led by the enemy, tell them some good news. See if they start plotting against that to try to steal away the word that was sown in your heart. Tell them some good news. Some people will be happy for you. Some people will praise God. They'll dance with you. They'll shout with you. They'll laugh with you. They'll think that's the most awesome thing. But those who are led will try to steal the word that is sown in your heart. The revelation that you may receive in your own prayer time and you thought you shared it with a friend, watch what happens. Here's the thing. You don't have to be upset about it. Just don't allow them to steal the word. You don't have to get yourself out of love. Just don't allow them to steal the word that was sown in your heart. Why? Because they know it's going to produce something. They know you're going to grow from it. And the enemy does not want you to grow spiritually. He knows what the word of God does. He is a professional thief. He comes to steal away the word that is sown in your heart. Because he knows it'll keep him under your feet. When you're submitted to God and you're submitted to his word, it'll keep him under your feet. He can't do nothing but scratch your ankles. Let me up out of here. In Colossians 1:15-16, it says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms on earth. He made the things which we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. So I serve anything less than the supreme. We serve ourselves, we'll serve the enemy, but we don't want to serve God. No. Why would we want to serve anything less than the supreme, than the one who created us all for him? From here on out, don't give the enemy a second thought. Don't give your flesh a second thought. We're running with Jesus. These last days, you're going to see a whole lot of darkness coming out. I'm going to tell y'all to stand firm. Don't you dare back down. Don't you allow yourself to be deceived. The scripture talks about deception in the last days. Don't you dare allow yourself to be deceived. That's why I love exposing the enemy's tactics. They don't like me. And I'm glad. That always gets a big amen, huh? Seriously, people don't like that. Why would you not like that? Why would you not want to be with God? Why would you not want to do what Jesus has called you to do? Why would you not want to help other people? Why would you not want to pray for other people? Why would you not want to bless other people? Why would you not want to heal other people? Why would you not want to share the gospel with other people? What's wrong with that? And if somebody has a problem with that, that's on them. I don't like them. They're doing Bible studies. Who gives a rip? Praise God. Go and join. Well, I'm not a woman. Thank God for that if you're a man, because you know who you are. We got a lot of confusion in these days. People scared to say that. He created them male, female. We're getting to that in Genesis 1. But you need the truth. Are you accepting all people? All people. Come on in, and I'll preach the word to you. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. But we'll love on you. We'll pray with you. We'll cast that demon out of you. No, we don't have a deliverance ministry. It's just the gospel. We don't specialize. That's one thing that I always got under my skin. Like in sports, they say, you don't specialize. I specialize in sports. I guess that's what you call it. I just like basketball. I don't like anything else. So I specialize in basketball. Got burnt out. But we don't specialize in one gift. It's the full gospel. No, we have a deliverance. Yeah, come get prayed for. But Jesus didn't call it deliverance ministry. He called it the gospel. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God. Think about that. So if people need deliverance, we have some people in here that can cast the demon out and get you born again, and get you filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. That's the gospel. Sharing it, and not backing off of it. Well, I can't do this because this is stopping me from doing it. No. We believe the word of God. I don't get caught up in all that Arminianism and all that other junk. I'm a believer. You're a believer. We believe in the name of Jesus. Believers believe in what Jesus has taught. You were created by God and for God. You were built for Christ, not for anyone else. So get to the place to where you're living for Jesus and not for the enemy. In Genesis 1:25, it says, God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, and small animals, each able to produce offspring of the same kind. See, there we go right there. Each able to produce offspring of the same kind. That was in the beginning. So everything that God created, he created for it to produce after his own kind, not to morph into something else through natural selection. That was from the jump. So when man and woman procreate, they have a child, an offspring. Same way with male and female animals, they have that offspring. Same way if you were to sow the seed in the ground and you water it and it grows, it's that seed that you put in the ground, an apple tree, apple seed. It's not an orange seed. It's so simple, but you got to be dumb to not, you got to be the smartest dumb person not to understand it. I love the fact of science. People talk about science. I said, but science, they're just taking the long way just to get right back to what God has already said in Genesis 1. Thank God for them. They can make things interesting. Like, I don't like watching Jurassic Park. That's like, how dumb can people get? Why do y'all keep going back to that park? Jurassic World now, really? You haven't figured out on the first one? Everything he created was good. He doesn't disappoint. If God disappoints, then there's somewhere down the line where we missed it. We wanted something for ourselves rather than what we wanted him to do for us. We wanted something for ourselves. We didn't want what he wanted for us. We should want what he wants. Verse 26, it says, then God said, let us make human beings. Let us make man in our image to be like us. Then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. God wasn't alone. He was with the Word and the Holy Spirit. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. You were created in the image of God. Y'all have heard me say this before, and I'm going to say it again because I love saying it. We are the only species, creation, that worry. Animals do not worry. We do, but we were created in his image. You should never worry another day in your life. If you don't think that God got your back now, after all you've been through, you're never going to figure that out. Why get yourself all anxious? I said, that comes. I understand that, but it's based upon the future. And if you understand, you read the back of the book, your future is bright. Because even if you leave this earth, you go to be in the presence of God. And that is far better than being here on earth. Whew. You get to see all the elders bow down and all the angels bow down to the Father who's on the throne. My goodness. You worried about what's going on here? Please. You worried about your rent check? Come on, man. God's got you. He has his children watching out for you. He has his children praying. He has his children spending time in prayer, listening to his voice, so that when you do have that, my goodness, the Lord just wanted me to give this to you. Just believe that you needed it. Praise God, God did it again. One year I wasn't concerned, I wasn't worried, I just don't like doing fundraisers for the youth. I had somebody knock on my door. Hey, what's up? Gentleman that I knew. He goes, hey, I just want to let you know. As you know, I talked to my daughter and I talked to her about who are the three most influential people in your life. And she said, your name keeps coming up every time I ask her. So I just want to sow this into you. He gave me a check for $1,500. He goes, you do with it whatever you want. So I know exactly what I'm going to do. We're loading up the kids to Camp Awakening. Let's go. I didn't spend that on myself. What you guys want to get? Y'all want CDs, t-shirts, all that stuff? Get it. We always got to stop in Denton, Texas. What's in Denton, Texas? In-N-Out, man. We got In-N-Out Burger. We got to stop there. That's our stop. There and on the way back. God's got you. Get out of the worry business and get back into the faith business. Get back into meditating in his word business. That's where you'll find him. Not in the worry, but in that, but in that storm when you're just focused on him, when your mind and your heart is set on him, that's where you're gonna find him. Stop worrying. Who's ever worrying? Stop worrying. God's got you. If that was for you in here, please let me know. Come on. I was going to finish later on, but thank you. She's not shy. I told you, Dexter, we're black church. I haven't heard you all. I'm just playing. We're not a black church. We're the church of Jesus Christ. We're the church of God. But I told him he can go ahead and shout if he need to. Apparently, I haven't said anything good yet, so let me just keep going. Thank you for being transparent. So God, verse 27 says, so God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. What? Male and female, he created them. Two. Male and female. Do you love those who consider themselves not a male or female, a binary, or I don't even know all the names. I don't even take the time to study it. Do you still love them? Yes, absolutely, 100% yes. But it ain't helping them out if I choose to believe a lie. You got to show them the truth. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our... How on earth can you show somebody when you're dimming your light? How can you lead them out of something if you yourself have accepted it? You know, scripture talks about, you know, if a person is caught in sin, you who are spiritual mature, show them, help restore them gently, but beware that you are not snared yourself. Some people get snared up in that. They get caught up in it. Just beware that you are not snared. Why? Because you'll start believing what they believe rather than the other way around. He loves them. He cares about them. He wants them saved and delivered. Jesus came so he might destroy the works of Satan. That's a work of the Satan because they're operating in deception. So yes, if you're caught up in that, come on down. We'll preach the truth to you and we'll love on you. No one's perfect. But allow the God of grace, the grace of God to operate in people's lives. 2 Peter 3:18 tells us to grow in grace and acknowledge our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Male and female, he created them. Psalms 8:3-8, it says, when I look at this night sky and see the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place. The universe just did not happen. Verse 4, it says, what are mere mortals that you should think about them? Human beings that you should care for them. God created you for a reason. You were not a mistake in his eyes. He created you for a reason. Even if your parents, your dad may have had a vasectomy and then you were born afterwards, guess what? God knew that. You were not a mistake, even though you may have slipped one past the goalie. He knew you were coming, and he has a purpose for you. Your parents may call him a mistake. I said, somebody once said it was good. So what you going to name him? Because they were not expecting. What you going to name your son? He go, last. Thought that was good. Last so-and-so. Last Johnson. He's the last. Verse 5 says, yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge over everything you made, putting all things under their authority. The flocks and the herds and all the wild animals. the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims the ocean currents. Everything under man's authority, under yours. That's how much God cares about you. Why roll with Satan when he doesn't own nothing? He's a thief. He just wants to steal it from you. Psalm 139 says, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb." When people abort babies, they are interfering with God's work. We want to deal with those that may have had some. Deal with them, help them, counsel them, love on them, show them the truth. They won't ever change their mind if they think what they're doing is okay or right. They've been deceived. God loves you. Verse 14 says, "Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb." It's not natural selection. It is not. As soon as moment of conception happens, God is working in the midst of that womb, putting you together. His hand is on those babies. Literally. He cares about them. We should care about them as children of God. I don't understand churches that say, go ahead and do it. You represent the body. Just because it says that there are many parts in the body of Christ doesn't mean you take those parts out. Well, Pastor Tim, we don't want to get political. That's not political. That's Bible. That's biblical. They took it out. Just because you're scared to say it. Still love you even if you're scared. But don't be scared. These scriptures have been in the Bible the whole time. They weren't just added yesterday or last week or last year. Again, does Satan create anything? No, he cannot. He just creates chaos. He perverts what God has created. That's a perversion there because he wants to kill off. He wants to destroy the very life that God has created. You are chosen, priesthood. God's chosen you. 1 Peter. You have that one? Man, that is too small. "But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light." There is no better compliment than knowing that God has chosen you. There are some out there that actually believe they are getting it done by themselves. Like, we're winning because this is what I've done. This is what I, and they're not ever giving God the glory of it. They're not giving him credit. I'm reminded of King Herod when they were praising him and stuff, and an angel of the Lord just struck him down with worms and stuff because he was receiving the praise of a god. King Nebuchadnezzar, we know that he was looking over his kingdom and said, "This is my hands. My hands did this." And next thing you know, he was out there in the field eating grass for 7 years. All your abilities, your talent, your gifts, they come from God. He's gifted you with those things. It's unreal. I've seen artists painting several pictures with their feet, their hands and stuff. It's like, what is going on? That's from God. You use it to glorify him, to honor him, to bring him glory. All things were created by him and what? For him. So we don't glorify ourselves, we glorify God. In verse 10, it says, once you had no identity as people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. You're God's. You're his. You belong to Jesus. You were built for Christ. You were built for him. You were created for him. By him and for him. No one else. Satan can't have you. Satan can't have my children. Satan can't have my wife. Satan can't have me. Satan can't have my family. Satan can't have my grandchildren. Satan can't have your grandchildren. Satan can't have your children. Satan can't have your spouse. Satan can't have your friends. Satan can't have your students. Satan can't have, come on. Satan can't have the city. You got to open up your mouth and fill it with the word of God. He can't have it. Enough's enough. Come on. God chose to save you. God chose to love you. God chose to protect you. God chose to fellowship with you. You can't earn any of this. It's a free gift. He chose you. From the beginning, he chose you. He knew you. He picked you for this very hour. In these last days, you're thinking, there's no way that I can compare to this person over here. Don't stop the comparison. God chose you for this specific hour, for a specific reason. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to take full advantage of that. He chose you for a reason. Don't you dare back off and say, well, I'm going to just go ahead and serve Satan. Now, you may not do that with your mouth, but you do it with your... Come on. You're built for who? Christ. John 15 says this, you didn't chose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. Whose name do we get to use? Jesus. The name which is above all names, we get to use the name Jesus. Every opportunity that we have, we can use the name of Jesus, and it will mean something if it means something to you. So rather than seeing something and just saying, Jesus Christ, no, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, use it the right way. And I guarantee you, things will start moving in your life. It isn't just anybody just shouting his name. You got to use it and believe it. Come on. Y'all getting mad at me? Get mad at the devil? I hope y'all can see what I see. And I pray that I can see through the eyes of Jesus. You got to get mad at the enemy. Keep yourself in love. Don't allow that madness to jump on over that. Keep yourself in love. Love works together. Use the name of Jesus the right way and believe it. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just speak healing to those who are dealing with some stomach problems right now. I speak healing right now in your body right now. I don't know who that is. Don't raise your hand. You're good. Just receive it. Just receive it. Hallelujah. Sciatics, I speak to right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for movement in the hips. I thank you, Lord. In this room right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Forever, whatever you need, just partake in it, Lord. Whatever you've been doing, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. We receive it, Lord. Hallelujah. Told you I had a word for you, huh? As God has created the baby in the womb, he's developing and creating your husband. He just needs some time to grow up. But he's on his way. If there's anyone here who's never received Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior and they want to do that today, it is a whole lot better to serve him and live for him than it is to live for ourselves and for the enemy. And if you've never done that and you want to do that for the first time today, raise your hand. Well, let us stand. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Father God, I thank you for everyone here. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for your goodness and your mercy, which follows us all the days of our life, Lord. And Lord, I just pray and believe whatever they're believing for, Lord, we just get an agreement that you hear them and that you will answer their prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all have a seat. I was just reminded. Please just sit down for just a quick second. I forgot. I totally forgot, Tom. Come on up. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. It's hard to do.
Good morning, you happy people. Look at all the smiles on their faces. You got something on your mouth. You better wipe your mouth off. You got something on there, don't you? She's been... Anyway, anybody know why I'm up here? Joe does. Anybody else? I mean, help me out. No, the reason I'm here is next Sunday we're going to do pastor appreciation for Pastor Tim and Brandon and Isaiah and Trent. So we'll have baskets sitting back there, and we have some flyers back there that are going to tell you what ideas. Somebody put on here cottage cheese and hominy, and I don't know who did that, but... There's too many of them to scratch off. So anyway, we're going to bless them next week, okay? So that's why I'm up here to tell you. Higher. Oh, Mama says higher. And another thing, every time I get the mic, I always want to mention somebody. I got a buddy out here in the church, and Charlisa, she's the only one that's ever volunteered to be one of my pallbearers. You know, God's got an appointed time for every one of us, but she keeps trying to move the date up, you know, so I just got to talk to that young lady, but she's my buddy. I always have to pick on her when I'm up here. Oh, is there anything else we need to do? That it? Okay, you come down here. I got to look at something. Bend your head over. Mm-hmm. This man's going to turn 50 in 2 days. And when you turn 50, you start looking like this, buddy. Lots and lots of wisdom.
I'll save everything off.
Can you imagine what he's going to be like next Sunday, you know, with all that wisdom? But we're going to honor Pastor. So ushers, bring the baskets up. He's got birthday. And we're going to sing happy birthday to him because he's got a... And we want to fill these baskets because he's got a wedding coming up at the end of the year. I found out that this morning. So anyway, we're going to sing happy birthday to him. And then when we're all finished, you can come up and drop some stuff in here. And then on the way out, we have cupcakes. We got two different flavors. So you young kids, be sure to get your cupcake on that. And you can have another one. So, okay. Is that good? Am I done? Okay, let's all get together and sing happy birthday to Pastor, okay? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear to Pastor Tim. Doodah. That's what happens when you get to my age. Anyway, if you'd like to come up and honor him, we appreciate it. So, Pastor, happy birthday.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.